Hello, and welcome to today's podcast, where we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart and, quite honestly, crucial for everyone: the importance of an emergency fund. Now, picture this. You're cruising along, life's going smoothly, and then, bam, a surprise car repair pops up or an unexpected medical bill lands in your lap. What do you do? This is exactly where an emergency fund becomes your best friend. It's that financial safety net, intricately woven to catch you when life throws those inevitable curveballs. Let's face it, we all tend to underestimate the unexpected. It's fascinating, isn't it? How many of us, myself included at one point, believe we'll either never need an emergency fund or think our trusty credit card will save the day? But here's a little insight. Relying on credit for emergencies can send you tumbling down the slippery slope into debt. Trust me, I've seen this happen too often. You don't want to be in a position where you're paying off a high-interest bill for months. To bring this home, a recent poll from December 2024 showed that a staggering 59% of Americans can't cover a $1,000 emergency expense with their savings. Even more eye-opening, about 27% have no emergency savings whatsoever. It paints a rather stark picture of how many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. So, what can we do about it? How do we build that all-important financial safety net? Well, the key is to start small and start now. You don't need to stash away a huge sum overnight. Even setting aside a little consistently can make a big impact over time. You'd be surprised at how quickly it adds up. In fact, a study from July 2024 by Vanguard highlights that just $2,000 in savings can increase your financial well-being by 21%. Having 3 to 6 months of expenses saved can boost it by another 13%. That's pretty compelling, right? And here's a nifty trick. Consider automating your contributions to your emergency fund. It makes the whole process seamless. You set it, and then you can almost forget about it. Another effective strategy is cutting down on unnecessary expenses. It's always worth asking yourself, do you really need that daily gourmet coffee? Or could that money be better spent building your emergency fund? Taking a good hard look at our spending habits can be quite enlightening and sometimes surprisingly funny. You might just discover where your money is actually going. Additionally, you might want to explore accounts specifically designed for emergency savings. These accounts often offer better interest rates than your standard checking account, which means your money can grow a bit while it patiently waits for that rainy day. High-yield savings accounts are a fantastic option here, combining interest growth with easy access. And here's a little bonus tip. Think about exploring smart side hustles. These can be a game-changer for boosting your emergency fund. Plus, they give you that wonderful sense of financial empowerment and, let's be honest, a nice confidence boost, too. In my personal experience, the best approach is a dynamic mix of automation and conscious discipline. Automating savings contributions ensures consistency, while actively reviewing expenses helps me find new ways to save. And for those of you keen on keeping your strategy sharp, it's essential to regularly review your emergency fund. Life is always changing, so your approach should be dynamic and adaptable too. So, what's the ultimate takeaway here? It's this. Start prioritizing your emergency fund today. Think of it less as a chore and more as an investment in your peace of mind and financial resilience. It's not just about having enough for a rainy day. It's about making sure those inevitable rainy days don't derail your financial journey completely. What's truly fascinating is how an emergency fund, even if it starts modestly, can transform your entire approach to financial stability. It's not just a buffer. It's the foundation for genuine financial confidence. So, why wait? Let's start weaving that safety net today. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, take care and keep building that financial future.